What are you eating over there?
I had some pork, and I also kind of let my yogurt parfait sit a little bit longer than I should. It's still good.
So you got a cottage cheese parfait?
It kind of looks a little bit like that, and it's but it's dairy free, so I don't think it exactly like curdles the same way.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's lasting. I think these are one of these yogurts you could leave out, and it would still be okay because it's coconut based.
It's kind of like the overnight oats, but it'd be overnight yogurt.
Overnight yogurt.
Sounds like a horrible idea.
Will make your stomach feel great.
But it's the Brunch Time Podcast, and this is where we talk about everything from food to random things that we find on the internet. Here's another one. I'm finding a lot of surveys that make me question the survey and question the people that have taken these surveys. So this one came from, I don't know, somewhere on the internet. But this survey found that 45% of respondents for the survey said that they checked in with their office multiple times a day while they're on vacation.
Mm.
So let me ask you this. No. When you're on vacation...
I'm on vacation.
How much are you checking your work emails?
So I was actually thinking about that recently because I'm going on vacation in less than a month.
Sure.
And I'm going to be gone for a week. And I'm a little nervous because sometimes just going, leaving work, because we leave work a little earlier since we're here pretty early in the morning, but leaving work and getting home around 2 o'clock-ish, I'll look at my email maybe later on that day just to be like, oh, what's coming tomorrow?
Sure.
And it's full of emails, like 30 plus. And it has me concerned because think about that times 7 days, let's say. Because, I'll be taking a little bit extra, I guess, other than just a week.
Uh-huh.
I hope people don't email me.
they will.
People are going to email me. And when I get back, I'm not going to know what to do because it's like you're just going to be confused on like, oh, what happened when I was gone? But if you're on vacation, I know with my vacation, I'm going to be going to a wedding for part of it.
Sure.
So it's not like I'm going to have time to actually... check it because we're like knocking out the bachelorette party and the bridal shower all within the few days.
Well, and the thing that I hate sometimes, and it's not everywhere, not much here, but sometimes, even some people that work here, they will have it to where you're kind of expected to at least be somewhat available, but not always. I mean, if you have a crucial job, whether it be here or anywhere, sometimes you have to be at least... not checking or anything, but like just in case for absolute like emergencies only, you can reach out to that person. But I always say never leave that open for anything because people will classify emergencies as something
like
that
everything.
Is not an emergency. Yeah. So what I usually do, even though I am considered, I don't know, I guess important. Here sometimes I don't classify it as that, but some people do. I tell people when I'm on vacation, I'm not going to check emails and I expect not to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when you're gone. I expect not to hear from you.
I might like...
I don't want you bothering
me. I might text you a picture of a mountain because I'm going to be in some mountains at some point.
I mean, that's
point.
Okay.
Okay. But
that's it.
No, and I agree
I'm
with
limiting
that.
You to like 3 text messages during the entire trip.
No, I agree with you on that because I don't think it's cool. And I've had this thought for years now. And I'm throwing it out here. I think America totally pushes their employees to like work so hard all the time. And that stresses people out so much. And you're already kind of limited with your vacation time for so many jobs in the country. Because on average, people get your 2 weeks
Absolutely.
Or something like that. Sometimes
Absolutely.
And then after years, you'll start to build it up. But I'm like, you have to build up 4 years to like continue to get like that extra week or something. So when you're on vacation, you should be able to enjoy that time because you worked for it.
Yeah. And let me say this. It's not always like, especially even here, like the people that do check their email and don't fully unplug.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that their managers or bosses are saying, hey, you need to be available. No, it literally is other people that are like, hey, I tried to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
I got this question. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm on vacation, so pass it off to this other person.
Exactly.
So, but the surprising part about it, this survey continued and went on to say that 26% said that they checked in at least once a day. But here's the biggest surprise out of this entire survey. None of the respondents said that they never check in with work while on vacation. So I think we're out of the norm, I guess.
Yeah, because I mean, again, I'm guilty of doing it during the week.
There's people walking by.
They are.
Hello, people.
Yeah, I'm guilty of doing that during the week just when I'm not at work anymore because you're still in that work mindset.
Absolutely.
But yeah, when I go on vacation, I want to check out for a little bit because everybody needs it. Everybody needs a vacation from their normal everyday life, whether it being you're just staying home and doing your own thing or you're going somewhere. You need to be able to relax.
And some people don't listen to their boss when they say, hey, I want you to take some time for rest and relaxation. Please unplug. And people still don't.
Dang, I've never had a boss tell me that.
Our boss does.
Oh, he hasn't told me usually, yet.
Well, because you haven't taken a vacation.
Yeah, it's coming up.
You haven't been
up.
Here long enough.
Yeah.
He wants you to stay plugged in for a little while.
Oh, like unplugging, buddy. Sorry.
But make that be a lesson to you when you're getting ready to go on vacation or planning one. Actually take a full-on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll enjoy it. You'll feel better.
Yes, definitely.
But you'll also feel better while vacationing, subscribing to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can at least do that. You don't have to check your work email, but make sure to keep an eye out on our podcasts.
Absolutely. Check it out wherever you find your podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts or any other podcast place. Go check it out and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. We'll be back with the Brunch Time Podcast tomorrow.
See ya.